You can remain seated. For the first couple, I'll tell you, we'll remain seated when we sing the hymn. Let me open with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this night as we consider being thankful, which equals being content, which means trusting you and having faith in all that you provide. And we know the world stands against contentment, and we also know that our only thankfulness can truly be found in you. So help us to find it clearly in you, we pray in your name. Amen. From Psalm 67, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon the earth. Let all the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has brought forth its increase. God, our God, has blessed us. Let all the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Would you grab a hymnal? We're going to open up to hymn 237. We praise you, O God. 237. If you join me in the opening response, give thanks to the Lord and proclaim God's greatness.
Tell the nations what God is.
Sing praise to the Lord.
Tell the wonderful things.
Be glad that we belong to God.
All worship.
The Lord is our God. God's commands are for all the world. Let me pray. Father in heaven, we give thanks for life and the experience that life brings us, the life that you have given us, Lord. We thank you for our joys, our sorrows, trials, failures, and triumphs. But above all, we thank you for the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, that we shall find fulfillment in him. We praise you, Lord, for the work that Christ has done, is doing, and will do in this world. And we thank you for this country you've allowed us to live in, its beauty. We thank you for the gifts you've given us here, Lord, for the people you've surrounded us with, for the church, Lord, we worship together in. We thank you for the things that bring us joy. Gracious God, your heart abounds with goodness, and your hand pours out abundance. We praise you for the continuous cycle of seed time and harvest and the order of nature. We bless you for the beauty of autumn and its generous yield, and we thank you that you are mindful of us and supply our needs. Accept our thanksgiving and praise, and in this we pray. Amen. The next song, hymn that we're going to sing, is hymn 183, With Grateful Heart, My Thanks I Bring, hymn 183. Our response.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our rock, our fortress, and our deliverer. Let us remember his mercy, for he is gracious and compassionate.
For calling us to faith in Christ.
We thank you, Lord, for extending your grace to us, for calling us to a life of gratitude, for calling us to service in your kingdom. Let us give thanks to the Lord, for he satisfies the thirsty, he fills the hungry with good things, and he heals the afflicted. Let us celebrate his abundant goodness. We praise you for all your gifts that go beyond our basic needs, for the things that make our work easier, for the conveniences of modern life, for the beauty and pleasure that you bring into our lives. Let us give thanks to the Lord for the people he has given us, for grandparents and parents, for sons and daughters, for brothers and sisters, for husband and wife, for all those who reflect to us the human dimension of your love, for neighbors and colleagues, for friends both far away and nearby, for all those who share the joys and sorrows of our daily lives, for those who serve us in restaurants, in repair shops, in stores, in schools, in hospitals, for all those who make our lives more comfortable. For the family of God, for the church universal, and for those who worship with us and minister to us in this church. For those who are weak and destitute, for those who need protection and support, for those who need healing and nurturing, for all those whom we minister. For the great mercies and promises given to us in Christ Jesus our Lord. To you, O God, be praise and glory.
Jesus our Lord, to you, O God, be praise and glory.
Amen. Let's sing hymn 527. Come, ye thankful people, come. 527. And we're also going to take our offering at this time. So as everyone else sings, our deacons are going to collect our offering. Let me pray our prayer of confession this evening. Holy God, you have given us many good gifts, and tonight we thank you for all of them. But we also confess that sometimes we love those gifts more than we love you. Lord, it's a fight we fight of idolatry. We confess wanting more and more. More food, more clothes, more toys, more money. Forgive us for not being content and thankful. Forgive our selfishness. Help us to love you more than everything else, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Receive the assurance of pardon from Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 25 to 26. I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness, the Lord tells us. And from all of your idols I will cleanse you. A new heart I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove from your body the heart of stone, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Well, the Thanksgiving service would not be complete without either the reading or the singing of Psalm 100. So I've asked one of my family readers to come forward and read it for us.
Psalm 100. Shout to the Lord with joy, everyone on earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come to him with songs of joy. I want you to realize that the Lord is God. He has made us and we belong to him. We are his people. We are the sheep belonging to his flock. Give thanks as you enter the gates of his temple. Give praise as you enter its courtyards. Give thanks to him and praise his name. The Lord is good. His faithful love continues forever. It will last for all time to come.
Hopefully you came for the meditation and not the pie. But either way, you're going to get both. It should both be just as good and just as filling. The meditation tonight is going to be from Hebrews chapter 13, and it is on contentment. And so, you know, a lot of times, even after I preach sermons, and if I ever get a good sermon or, you know, those dangerous words for pastors, I like to respond either with praise be to God or I wrote that for me. on contentment, you know, like it's something we struggle with, I struggle with, our family struggles with, you all struggle with, America struggles with, and the flip side of it is faith, and then it's thankfulness in who God is and what he provides. So according to the news, Black Friday has been bumped up a day, is that right? So it starts tomorrow. I don't know what your participation is in Black Friday, but in years past, if you've watched the news, first of all, I hate Black Friday. I just hate the crowds, believe it or not. And some of you love it, fine. Do your thing. Too many people avoiding each other looking for stuff. I just can't. but it is interesting, isn't it, watching just what the news focuses on, you know, the brawls that'll happen at Walmart over the $100 TV. You know, every year it's something. It's just stuff, more and more stuff. You know, the sales are good. But what's going on inside of us is the question. It's great to get a sale. I know there's a lot of Dutch families here. You know the meaning of a good sale. It's important. But what's going on in our heart? That's the question we have to ask. Hebrews 13, 5 to 6 is a good reminder for me, and I bring the reminder for all of us tonight as we seek to be thankful people. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. And that would have been enough. It could have been enough. And the author of Hebrews could have stopped there. But we always get applications, you know? So the author says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have because God has said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? So words to remember as we seek thankful hearts and content lives. Now, we can look for contentment and meaning in so many things of the world. I mean, just idolatry. We can look for meaning and money. Try to make as much money as we can, save as much as we can. But money doesn't say to us, never will I leave you and never will I forsake you, because it will. It will leave you and it will forsake you. But we can say possessions. I have a nice house, nice car, nice things that get old, that rust, that stain, that break. But things don't say to us, never will I leave you nor will I forsake you. We live in a time where there's, you could even say, government idolatry. Which party are you for? It's kind of like God has set the nations against each other right now. You can feel that tension. But never in the history of humanity has a government said to a people, never will I leave you and never will I forsake. For all these things and many more idols we create, it's only God who says that to us, right? Never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. Paul gives us the command in 1 Thessalonians 5. He says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And we say, how do we do that? If we're thankful for money, possessions, government, whatever we're valuing, we can't give thanks for the things that God has given to us. But when those things leave us, our rejoicing leaves us. So then we can't rejoice. Prayer might increase, but it's not what we're called to. True joy, as we've talked about in weeks past, has got to come from somewhere else, from someone else, from Christ in us. The psalmist said in Psalm 27 to 8, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the Black Friday sales at Walmart, right? But we trust in the Lord, the name of the Lord our God. They collapse and fall, but we rise and stand upright. We have reason to give thanks. So that's where we need to start tonight. God is our only and deepest reason for thanksgiving. He'll never fail us. He'll never leave us. He'll never let us down. He'll give us what we need. He provides for all of our needs. And I know when we're fighting in times of fear, when we don't think that our needs are being met or will be met, that's when our theology kicks in. We're like, we know God will provide. We know we will get to that point. It's just hard getting there. But how often can you look at your past and God hasn't taken care of you? He hasn't provided for you. I mean, God always has, and it's been rough. It doesn't mean it's been easy. Life is hard, but God has never left you, and God has never forsaken you. And so maybe you're there tonight. God, I don't know if you're going to get me to that spot beyond this trial. I'm having a hard time being thankful, you might be saying to God right now. And God says, never will I leave you, and never will I forsake you. He will get you to that point. We just have to be reminded. And often we have to be reminded in new ways. So God brings new trials sometimes to remind us in new ways, or new joys to remind us. Tim Keller told the story a number of years back. He said he said his brother-in-law never wore a seatbelt. And Tim said he would berate his brother for not wearing a seatbelt. We drive around, you never wear that seatbelt. You know the law, you're supposed to put it on. So he said one time he went to visit his brother to pick him up at the airport, and his brother-in-law jumped in the car and he buckled up. And Tim's like, well, what's going on? You never wear your seatbelt. And his brother-in-law said, I went to visit a friend in the hospital the other day who was in a car accident. He wasn't wearing a seatbelt and he went through the windshield. His brother-in-law said he had to go a couple surgeries, about 300 or 400 stitches in his face. Then he thought to himself, I better wear my seatbelt. So Tim asked him, didn't you know that that could happen if you didn't wear your seatbelt? And his brother-in-law said, well, of course I knew it. But sometimes that information isn't enough. Sometimes we need new information to remind us of what's true. Thanksgiving is something we know. Some of us here have had many of them, some just a few of them. But we're constantly in need of being reminded of who has a hold of us. Who's keeping us buckled in the seat so we don't fly through the windshield, right? Who are we truly thankful toward? We're thankful to God. The author of Hebrews says, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Then I think of Jeremiah 17 when Jeremiah wrote this, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? Proverbs 27, as in water, face reflects face, so the heart of man reflects the man. Sheol and Abaddon are never satisfied, and never satisfied are the eyes of man. We need to be reminded. That's why we're here. You might have thought you came for pie, but I'm here to remind you that Christ has you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And it's in him we are thankful for. And so I ask the question, what are you running after? What are you thankful for? One of my daughters recently brought up that feeling you get when you buy something, you know? Just like to shop because it feels new. And then a week later, it doesn't feel new. So you need something else to feel new. And she asked the question, maybe she heard me say it, but she asked the question I usually answer with. In heaven, that's what it will be like. All things will be made new. Like maybe that constant new feeling that you enjoy when you buy something that goes away after a week. In heaven, it doesn't, because this is who God is. But we're to find that fulfillment in him, not in the stuff we covet or think will satisfy us apart from him. I mean, that's one of the reasons we're given the 10th commandment, Exodus 20. You shall not covet your neighbor's home. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. Be satisfied and content with God and his provisions. Because you know, really, when we're coveting, when we're wanting more, we're not trusting God. We're not trusting God to provide. But we live in a world that belongs to God. And he's entrusted us with it for a time to be faithful stewards of all things. He's given us jobs to do, or will give us jobs to do, take us in different chapters of our life. He's given us kids to raise. This is our Father's world. It belongs to him. We're here for 80, 90 years maybe, to trust him in all things, to be thankful and faithful stewards. Paul says in 1 Timothy 6, 6-10, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils, and it's through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with pains. Where is our security? Where is our hope? What's our desire? What are we pursuing? Is Christ our greatest treasure? And when we say yes, then we're truly thankful. That's where true thanksgiving comes from. But it's the struggle, right? Placing our identity in something else that will fail us and that will leave us. But my only reminder I want to give you tonight is that in Jesus, he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will provide for all your needs. He will get you through the situation you're in. He will continue to teach us, make us more like him. He calls us to be thankful. Let me pray. Jesus, we are thankful for you. We thank you that you meet our needs. We thank you that you are our sufficiency, Lord. And I ask that you would remind us in good times and difficult times that you do provide all of our needs. And so I do pray for contentment, because in contentment we find rest. Might we be restful, thankful people in all you provide. And we pray this in your name. Amen. So at this time, and I don't want you to feel obligated, well, there's the pressure when the mic comes to you that you have to say something, but you don't. So pass the mic if you want. No one's going to hold it against you. I just want to hear what you all are thankful for.
I'm thankful for family. We have a lot of family that's traveled, and for safe travels and safety of family that got here for the holiday.
I would say Kate and I are just thankful for the way we've been able to handle, through our faith, a lot of the transitions we've had with finding new jobs and moving and getting married and now being welcomed into this church family. And just looking forward to getting to know all of you, including the ones we've already met. I'm thankful for all those relationships.
I'm actually thankful that you read Psalms 100, as that's one of my favorite psalms, so I appreciate this.
That was to you, Evangeline.
I'm thankful for church family. That's what I was going to say.
There's so many things to be thankful for, but I crawl in bed at night and I say, oh, Lord, I'm glad I have this bed with warm covers.
I'm thankful all my kids are home.
I'm thankful for our church family also, and for our own family, which we will get to see a lot of tomorrow. So I'm thankful for that.
Thankful for a new grandson.
Thankful for our church as well. We've been going here a long time, and it's nice to have that comfort level of this is our family. So,
I'm thankful for good schools and good teachers.
I'm thankful for family and friends.
I'm thankful for fun cousins to play with.
Well, as we were driving here from Northwest Iowa, I was very thankful there was no snow on the ground, of course. But more than that, we're all thankful for our faithful Savior, Jesus Christ, who came here to die to save us from those sins that we commit all of the time.
I'm thankful for my family.
I'm thankful for the opportunity to continue to learn and grow every day.
I'm thankful for God's promises and his faithfulness to our family.
I'm thankful for God's word.
I saw a lot of homeless people over the last 2 weeks. I'm very thankful for a job.
Thankful for my sister and brother-in-law and their family and their love and support.
Thankful for a church family. Thank you for Pastor Mark. And just thankful for a safe country. We just don't realize how blessed we are to be in our land.
I'm thankful that my nephew Chip was able to come home this week and that he's doing better. Thankful for my church family. And I don't see where she is, my church mom, Winnie.
I'm just thankful that we've been blessed with health, but also I'm thankful for our son who had some health issues, and it seems like it's not that serious, and so he's also been able to find a new job, and that's the important.
I'm thankful for our church family. I'm thankful for the freedom that we have in our country. And I just, my blessings are just many.
Thank you, Lord, for saving us and from that, the joy and peace that we receive from that.
Yeah, I'm thankful for a lot of things, but one of them is health and strength.
I'm thankful for church family, and I'm thankful for coffee break because we have a lot of ladies that come to it, and it's been a real blessing.
I'm very grateful that God has brought Jaden into our family.
Thankful for a meaningful work that he's given Claire and I to do, and for good health.
Thankful for just being here with the family.
I'm thankful for the church family we have here. Such a great body of believers willing to give so much of their time. In serving. I'm thankful that God has brought Pastor Mark and his family here to serve us, and I'm thankful for our great God who hears all of our prayers.
I'm thankful for good medical care. Rich and I have both had
to need a lot of it this fall, and he has really blessed us. So, and I'm thankful for family who are on their way right now. So,
I'm thankful for my husband.
I'm thankful to a God of healing who knits our bones together after they're broken, who helps our grandson develop language, which has been delayed for a few years and is now starting to come. And he's been very good to us.
And we are thankful for all of our grandchildren and the joy that they bring.
I really don't know what to say because everybody said kind of what I've been thinking, you know, what a great fellowship we have here and the people. And to extend that to our families, to our kids, to our grandkids, and yet also to, when you least expect it, to be able to relate to somebody or touch somebody where God gives you a relationship that you didn't cultivate, you didn't do, and it's there. And he's giving you the words and giving you the opportunities, and those are wonderful.
Noel, would you mind grabbing them back there? So, and thank you for sharing what you're thankful for, and I know half of you are thankful that you didn't have to speak, so make sure you didn't feel that kind of pressure. I'm going to pray, and then Noel's going to lead us in the last. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you. You do meet all of our needs, and even what's been expressed tonight, Lord God, from family to situations to healing. Lord, there's so much we are to be thankful for, and so often we forget to pray prayers of thanksgiving. Jesus, it's so easy to pray for our needs, and we see you meet those needs, and we just move on, Lord. Help us to be thankful people all the time, always thanking you for your provision. So I thank you, Lord, for the words that were spoken tonight. We pray this. Amen. And our final response.
Give thanks to the Lord who is good. Come, let us praise God joyfully for the good world, for things great and small, beautiful and awesome, for seen and unseen splendors. For the church into which we have been called, for the good news we receive by word and sacrament, for our life together in God. For your Holy Spirit who guides our steps and brings us gift of faith, love, and who prays in us and prompts our grateful worship. For your Son Jesus Christ who lived and died and lives again in our salvation, for our hope in him, for the joy of serving him. Give thanks to the Lord who is good.
His love is everlasting. Amen. Let's sing hymn 453, Let All Things Now Living, 453.